Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Since the Baltimore Ravens became the Baltimore Ravens back in 1996, they've faced the Patriots nine times. Based on wins and losses, the rivalry has been dominated by the Patriots, who are 7-2 all-time. But in reality, the recent history between the two AFC Championship game combatants has been much closer than that. Let's take a look at the history of the Patriots and the Ravens. One of those two teams will emerge on Sunday, headed to Super Bowl 47. It took a little time for this rivalry to truly emerge. Early on, in 1996, 1999, and 2004, there wasn't quite the same buzz when the Pats and Ravens took the field together, and the Pats won all three games, including a 46-38 back-and-forth affair in the Ravens' inaugural season, and a 24-3 mud fight at Gillette Stadium on the Pats' road to a Super Bowl title in 2004. But it was in 2007 that Pats-Ravens became a headline-worthy matchup.
Direct snap to Brady. Looking. Pump fakes. Fires left. Caught to the far corner. Oh, my goodness. Jabbar Gaffney.
The Pats were neck and neck with the Ravens on a Monday night in early December. Their quest for an undefeated season very much in jeopardy. The Ravens were ahead by four when the game became wildly entertaining just after the two-minute warning. First, the Pats actually benefited from their own false start, negating a failed fourth down run and allowing Tom Brady to scramble for a first down on fourth and six. Then, a Ravens holding call on a fourth down incompletion set up the stunning Brady to Jabbar Gaffney game winner. This game presented budding displeasure between the two teams. And, of course, the 12th win of the season for the Pats against zero losses. There was less intrigue entering week four of the 2009 season, though it turned into a battle at Gillette Stadium. A Randy Moss score late in the third quarter helped give the home team a 10-point cushion entering the fourth. Second-year Ravens QB Joe Flacco connected with Willis McGahee for a touchdown, and a Steven Gostkowski field goal kept the Pats ahead by six, setting up the Ravens' final drive. Flacco methodically moved Baltimore down the field and into the red zone, but the Pats made the defensive plays when needed.
It is incomplete! Incomplete, and the Patriots take over on downs for the second time in this quarter.
The two teams weren't finished that season. The Pats won the AFC East but didn't secure a bye week and hosted Baltimore in the wildcard round. This one was no contest. Three Baltimore rushing touchdowns, two Tom Brady interceptions, one Terrell Suggs strip sack.
The ball ripped out of his hands and recovered by the Ravens.
All in the first quarter alone. It was pure misery for the Pats, who were without an injured Wes Welker, and it was a sudden end to the 2009 season thanks to the Ravens. Baltimore was back in Foxborough early in the 2010 campaign. There wasn't as much at stake as their previous visit, but this was the Pats' first game after trading Randy Moss and reacquiring Deion Branch. The Pats faced a 20-10 deficit in the fourth when Branch made his presence felt in impressive fashion, zigzagging the end zone to catch a touchdown pass with 11 minutes left. The Pats soon got the ball back and went on an impressive 7-minute drive, tying the game on a field goal just after the 2-minute warning. The game went into overtime, the punters were kept quite busy, and once again, just after the 2-minute warning, Gostkowski came through.
Kick up, kick on the way. Kick is good! Patriots win!
Next up, the AFC Championship game 1 year ago. The Pats were trailing 20-16, entering the final quarter. A Super Bowl berth was on the line, and Brady knew it as he took a leap into the end zone to give the Pats a three-point edge in the fourth quarter. The Ravens were poised to retake the lead in the game's final minute, but Sterling Moore had a say in that.
In and out of the hands of the intended receiver Lee Evans on the near side.
Moore's consecutive end zone defensive plays will forever be remembered, mostly because of what took place next.
Kick is... He hooked it! No good! No good! He missed it! He missed it from 32 yards out!
2 years after losing to the Ravens in the playoffs, the Pats regained the upper hand.
This team stopped us on the Super Bowl run, man! What time is this?
Game time!
What time is this?
Game time!
This past September, Week 3, a championship game rematch in Baltimore. A sweet touchdown connection between Brady and Julian Edelman gave the Pats a halftime edge, and they were ahead by 9 early in the fourth quarter. When the Pats stopped Bernard Pierce on 4th and 1 with 10:56 left, all momentum was with the Pats. But not so fast. Joe Flacco found Torrey Smith in the end zone to cut the deficit to 2 points. Flacco got the ball back in his hands with about 2 minutes left and, helped by a Devin McCourty pass interference call, put Justin Tucker in position to complete the Ravens' comeback ever so narrowly.
The kick is good and the game is over and the Patriots lose by a point.
So the Pats-Ravens rivalry continues right here on Sunday. It's for the AFC Championship and a trip to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. The Ravens would like revenge from last year. The Pats would like a repeat of last year. Let's bring it on. That will do it for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.